Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right, nerds. It's time for our second weekly podcast, The Answer of the Week.
What's up, heads?
And if you've been listening, then you know what goes on here. If you haven't, that's fine. Welcome aboard. Here's what we do. Every week, Joe Patrick posts the question of the week.
I do.
On our THN forums under the little question of the week section. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy to do.
Yeah. THNforums.boards.net. It's easier to just go to our website and click the link.
It's true. Go to twoheadednerd.com, click the link. Way easier. But we can't get anything done on the show until Joe Patrick tells us what he asked.
This week's question came from our man Wooly Toots, who wants to know what beloved series, what epic storyline or finite series would you like to see immortalized in omnibus, deluxe, sexy,
remortalized,
oversized, slipcase, hardcover format? The Cadillac of trade paperback reproductions.
Let's kick things off. My man, Jason Sexier. See what he had to say here.
Hey guys, Jason Sachs here at Jason Sachs with the K on the Twitter. Calling you from beautiful Everett, Washington, where the cherry trees are blooming and sakuras are all outside my office window. It's beautiful.
I didn't understand anything in that sense.
For your question of the week this week. First of all, the book that I would love to see most in an artist edition, that's Alan Moore Swamp Thing. Yes, I'm going back to the Alan Moore well once again. I think between you and Comic Therapy, I've called about Alan Moore just about every week. But the work that Steve Bissett and Don Totleben and Rick Veitch do on Moore's Swamp Thing, especially the early issues, is incredible. It's beautiful. And it's never been reprinted in a way that really complements the work. An artist edition would be spectacular of this stuff. There are scenes in those comics that are just breathtaking. In terms of the omnibus, the 1970s and 80s toy and licensed comics from Marvel Comics, because we're likely to never see those. First on the list is Master of Kung Fu, one of the great comic series of the 1970s. Shang-Chi is back in comics. Marvel can't publish those comics anymore because Fu Manchu is the lead character in those stories because Roy Thomas wanted to license Fu Manchu in those stories for whatever reason. The stories are amazing, really great work, both early issues by Paul Glacy and late issues by Gene Day, and they're just wonderful comics. Would love to see them again. Also, I have to mention Micronauts with the great Michael Golden art and really fun stories by Bill Mantlo. And, all right, I'll make Aaron Myers happy. ROM Space Knight. Not a classic, really wonderful. Everyone loves it. It's great stuff, even though it's kind of, you know, it's cheesy 80s, but it's still fun. It's still fun. I love it. Okay, that's it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So Swamp Thing, Alan Moore, totally agree. I would love to see a big omnibus version.
Well, he was talking about an artist's edition, like the IDW artist's edition.
Oh, that'd be cool, too.
Because we talked on Twitter, and he wasn't 100% clear on what the question was asking.
Oh, gotcha.
So he came up with both.
Okay.
That would be an amazing-looking artist's edition.
And the old 70s Marvel license stuff, which...
Yeah, 70s and 80s
totally,
toy
man.
Stuff.
It just sucks. Like, Fu Manchu, really? That's the reason why we can't print it? I know people are clamoring for that license right now.
Rights is rights.
Here, I just thought they couldn't print it because Fu Manchu is a racist term for Asian people.
No, Fu Manchu is a character.
I just always thought it was a mustache.
Well, they call it a Fu Manchu mustache because the character has that mustache.
I thought they were a really bad rap rock band.
They are that.
Coming up next, we got our very own Oren McWilliams, who did not bother to introduce himself. I do like that he gets straight down to business, though.
Hey, calling in about the answer of the week. I'm between classes right now, so I got to make this brief. But let me just say that I want the Infinity War. I want it in one big omnibus. I don't want, like, little volumes, volume one, volume two, volume, you know, whatever. I love crap. You guys know I love crap. And so... So I want that crappy crossover and one big omnibus. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
I don't feel like this is the only time we're going to hear that answer.
You don't think it's the only time we're going to hear that they want the Infinity, that somebody wants the Infinity War omnibus?
People dug the Infinity War. They dug it.
People dug the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, that's true. The Infinity War sucked,
is the sequel. No. Infinity War, it does not suck. It's not as good, but it's still cheesy fun. Evil doppelgangers... Cosmic stuff, Adam Warlock and his evil twin. It's great.
It was the whole thing.
And I will say that the crossovers for Infinity War were better, I thought, than the crossovers for Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
Which,
meh. Our third and final call comes from our good buddy, Harvey Locust. Harv, what do you got for us?
Hey, nerds. Harvey Locust here. This week was a tough one, man. Almost anything that I could think of, I looked up and they had already done it. I came up with two ideas. But one, I think Joe already suggested for something else a while back. But I would say collect all the issues of X-Men where they go shopping. No, they have to go to the mall. They always seem to have a good time at the mall. I'm pretty sure Jubilee's first appearance even was in a mall.
In the mall,
if
true.
I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It was the only crazy-ass thing I could come up with. The other thing would be the baseball games. But I'm pretty sure Joe said that they already did that, or maybe he suggested that for something else. I'm not sure. Joe, what do you say?
I believe it was Storm and Kitty met Jubilee in the mall when she got caught shoplifting.
Well, I have no idea.
She was running around with that dumb raincoat on and the boots.
Right. Your opinion of Jubilee is noted on the record
she
already.
She sucks. Now she's a vampire, still sucks.
She double sucks. Get it?
That's not funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I honestly do not think that Marvel has put out, like, best of baseball games, X-Men, best of baseball games.
I don't think so either.
No. But I'm into it, Harv. Into those themed collections.
Oh, totally.
They have
the mall collection.
They have done weird stuff before, like the Avengers. Here's every issue where they get new members.
Yeah.
So it's just a 10-issue trade of random disconnected out of context.
Yeah, they do this crap all the time.
Like, so I'm into it. I'm into themed collections like that.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities. Certainly.
Let's get it done.
All right.
$120 slipcase omnibus. X-Men go to the mall.
Wow.
Look, if they did it in an omnibus just for Inferno crossover issues.
Oh, man. Let's move on to our master of coin, Stephen Fino, the first of the MP3 crew to hit us with an answer.
Hello, this is Lord Steven once again calling in with my answer to the question of the week. When it comes to getting an omnibus, it was a really easy choice. I'm going back to 1998 with Peter David's Young Justice. This is a series that got me into comics as a kid, so it's a huge part of my childhood. Superboy, Impulse, and Robin are the characters that I grew up with. Currently the characters that make me hate the New 52. Anyway, this series has pretty much no collected editions of it in existence. I know there's a trade of the first 6 issues on eBay that you can occasionally find, but outside of that, there's nothing. I had thought that when the show of the same title started up on Cartoon Network, there was going to be a new printing of the series, but that never happened, and now the show is canceled, so I can't see it happening anytime soon. So yeah, Peter David's Young Justice, definitely a great series, definitely something that they should give an omnibus to.
Good answer.
I love that answer.
We both love Peter David.
I was 20 years old in 1998.
We both liked Young Justice, though. It was. That's, I remember, depressing. It was one of those series that I was like, I'm not reading this. This is a kiddie book.
I love Young Justice.
I jumped on it later. It was really good.
I love it.
It was really good.
Double points for using the cartoon theme song.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I love that cartoon.
Big dramatic intro. That was fun.
In the email where he sent his MP3, Steven says, other good omnibus picks would be Brian Q. Miller's Batgirl.
Totally.
Gail Simone's Secret Six.
Totally.
Chuck Dixon's Robin.
Ugh.
And Mark Waid's Impulse and Flash Runs. Those are
all
obviously
all
stupendous picks.
Excellent answers. Moving right along, Randy Andrews, not far behind Stephen Fino. Let's see what he's got.
It's not a race.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. I had a hard time with this question. There are several I thought of, and only two actually came to my mind. Either having the Manhattan Projects by Jonathan Hickman, which the fourth volume comes out in April. That would be a great omnibus. Or, drumroll please, Gen 13 with J. Scott Campbell as artist. I mean, the series went on for 77 issues. And no omnibus? Come on! Anyway, that's my answer. And if you have time, check out my blogs, comicscratchings.blogspot.com, where I post my sketches sometimes, or soundtrackalley.blogspot.com. Check it out, guys. Anyway, see y'all later. Bye for now.
Thanks for your answer, Randy. He can't get off this Gen 13 thing.
He loves it.
He loves it.
If they wanted to do a Gen 13 omnibus, I wouldn't complain. I actually liked Gen 13.
Okay. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying he likes it a lot. Comes back up.
That's okay.
Moving on.
I talk about Starman a lot.
It's true you do. We had to shelve it.
The Manhattan Projects is something I can actually see happening.
It'll be there. Yeah, there's no way that one's going to get by. It'll be there. Move on to Andrea Shockling, who says, boom, Sunday, I win. I'm not sure.
She didn't win.
I don't know.
She came in third, but whatever.
Yeah, third place, baby. Sorry.
Hi, guys. It's Andrea. At Andrea Shock on the Twitters and one half of Comics Therapy with Aaron Myers. Hey, thanks for calling in last week. Although, I think it's possible our streams got crossed. Matt, did you pick up the messages I left for Joe by mistake? Awkward. Please disregard. And Joseph, the crow flies at midnight, man. We got this. As for my dream omnibus, pull up a chair and take some notes. Here's what I want in a single volume of uninterrupted reading. Avengers Disassembled, going directly into House of M with all the tie-ins, and then New Avengers 26, Children's Crusade, AVX 0 through 12, and AVX Consequences.
Whoa!
It's not because I think these are flawless. AVX alone, as I've said, is a huge pain in the ass. And yet there's something compelling and, dare I say, poetic about following the Scarlet Witch down this path. I didn't give her a second thought until she blew up Hawkeye. Now I reread these all every so often.
That bitch.
Lately, more so than often. But it's surprisingly cohesive, and I think it's pretty currently relevant. I recommended this order to other people who also agree, and having it in a single location would just make it easier. On that note, and sort of tangentially related, I would pay a premium every month to Comixology so I could organize my books in folders, essentially creating my own digital collections of related titles. And I bet I'm not the only one.
Hmm.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're the best. Joe.
Whoa!
In your face!
What?
In your
ever.
Face!
You guys would kill to have me run that show. Comixology.
I'd give it three more episodes.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Comixology. Think about that.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
Personally, I don't buy enough things from Comixology to have that.
I don't either. But I think the omnibus that she's talking about could only exist in the digital world.
It would have to be multiple volumes otherwise.
It would be massive.
I think that's actually very compelling, though, because it kind of gets to the heart of that whole arc, minus all the stuff that made people mad, like Hawkeye is who now? He's Ronin? What?
Yeah.
Not that we didn't love that nonsense at the time, or, you know, we had complex feelings about it.
Right.
But I do think the Scarlet Witch's arc from Avengers Disassembled to her redemption, so to speak.
It was definitely compelling.
And I really like House of M. Still to this day, I think it's really fun.
House of M was fun. It just didn't end the best.
It just started off on the wrong foot
because
Hawkeye does not have a quick release buckle on his goddamn motherfucking quiver. So that when his quiver full of explosive arrows catches on fire, his only recourse is to commit suicide.
He's a cocky dude. He didn't know it'd be a problem. I get it.
That's ridiculous.
Moving right along, Johnny Boucher called
in. A lot of bleeps in that last sentence.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Sorry.
Thanks. I appreciate it. As the guy who doesn't edit the show, you sure are throwing him around this week. John Boucher hit us. I'm not going to say that he assigned his own nickname, but he did sign it Johnny Booch.
I call him that.
We call him that?
Yeah, that's
okay,
us.
Okay, okay. I like it. Johnny Booch, let's see what you got.
Hey, it's Johnny Booch here, back from the dead, with a couple of answers to the question of the week. I have both an omnibus and an absolute edition I'd like to see someday, so I'm going to try to talk about both of them here without going over your three-minute limit. So let's do this ludicrous speed style. The book that I'd like to most see collected into a big, fat omnibus edition would be Gail Simone's Secret Six. This is one of the first books I got into when I started reading monthly issues, and I just love to see it collected in a single compendium-style volume like they do with, like, Walking Dead and Invincible. Something that has, like, the two original miniseries and then all the issues of the ongoing with all the crossovers and Blackest Night bullcrap and all that stuff in there. And the reason I think that this book deserves to be all in one collection is because it's such a great gateway comic to people that don't think that big two superhero comics can be emotionally engaging, or who don't think that any comics can be emotionally engaging, and I just think it would be so great to have just a big novel-like volume that you can pull off the shelf and say, here, read this, instead of saying, read this miniseries, and then read this miniseries, and then here's volume one, and it gets confusing. Just hand them a novel, like a book that maybe they're more used to reading. Say, read this cover to cover. You will be emotionally devastated by the end. You know, showing them that comics can do what other mediums can do in terms of telling a great story. Now, the absolute edition I'd love to see would be like an absolute collection of Alan Moore's DC work. Obviously, this wouldn't include stuff like the Swamp Thing or Watchmen, which already has a pretty cool absolute edition. But stuff like The Killing Joke and Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow or Man Who Has Everything and Mogo Doesn't Socialize. There's that really good Superman issue he did where Superman gets like a Kryptonian brain parasite and drives out to the swamplands to go crazy and die, and Swamp Thing like has to show up and subdue him. Or there's that Green Lantern issue where the Lantern chooses someone from a species that has no eyes and has no concept of like what green is or what lanterns are, and kind of has to be taught in terms that he can understand. And it's just stuff that isn't long enough to ever get collected on its own, but is still the work of a comic book master working in the prime of his brilliance that I think deserves to really be celebrated and collected in a nice edition like that.
Great answers. Both great answers.
They are. I mean, both of them are DC, so technically they both be absolute.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm splitting hairs.
Yeah, you're being a real jerk about this. Sorry, John.
Whoa. There actually is a nice collection of Alan Moore's DC work. It's not like an omnibus or anything, but first it came out as a trade, and then I think they reissued it as a hardcover with newer material.
Yeah, there was a hardcover.
It's called Around the Universe, the DC Universe work of Alan Moore.
Yeah,
whatever.
Something like that.
It's got all of those short stories you're describing.
It's just not a great, big, sexy version of it.
Right, it's just like a normal size.
But I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, something huge like that, oversized, where you could blow up the art, look at it real nice.
Be totally hot.
That DC Comics Presents story with Superman and Swamp Thing is bonkers. But yeah, that would be really fun. John, we missed you. Thanks for calling in,
buddy. Yeah, glad I didn't know you died. I'm glad you're feeling better. Look at this. Cameron Labrillo sent us an MP3. He's trying to get in the gang. I'll let you guys decide if he gets in or not. Pandering.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Camarillo Brillo calling in with my answer to the question of the week of the answer of the week weekly question and answer session thing. Matt should love that. I would have said Devil Dinosaur, and that's not pandering to Matt. I really do would like to have all those collected in a hardcover, except for I think it's been done already before I got back into comic books. I've never actually seen it, but I've seen it listed on Amazon. No picture of it, just usually a really high price. I would have to say, since that already exists, I would like to have the volume 2 of Jonah Hex collected in a couple of these hardbound omnibus. When DC published the trade paperbacks for those, Gray and Palmiotti run, they didn't number them. They were named instead of numbered, and which is kind of an irritation for someone as OCD about collecting stuff like that as myself. Also, they didn't publish the whole run. They published the last trade paperback, and then had a few issues left over. And they also did a thing that I hate, which is they published a few of the issues out of order for the sake of size of trade paperbacks. So you can't read it chronologically. It's fractured. If I had one other short vote, I would never see this happen, I'm sure. But I would love to have a series of hardcovers that collect the saga of Gru the Wanderer from beginning to end. I really think that the comic community needs to be reintroduced to Gru, and not with some IDW reboot or something. I think the original Pacific and Epic stories really were amazing and just need to be lovingly reprinted. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Totally agree. Gru needs to be appreciated. It's a huge story. Sergio Aragonés, or Aragonese, however you want to say it.
Aragonés. Don't get fancy.
No, I would buy those. I would buy, like, definitely the old school Grus if they just went boom, 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 library editions.
Yeah.
I'd be into it.
I understand what he's saying about the Jonah Hex, but I kind of, and I'm with him normally, but I think that DC's kind of tactic with that book was, we want people to buy this that are genre fans.
Okay.
and not be scared away by the fact that it says volume 8 on it.
I still...
And you don't have to... Like, Jonah Hex, the series does not take place chronologically for the most part anyway.
No, and that's true. I still... I'm with him, though. I hate it. I hate it.
And generally, like...
When they're just like, oh, here's this trade paperback, and then there's this one, and then, like, what do we file in alphabetical order? You walk in off the street and go, where do I start? I'm like, I don't know.
But that's the whole point. Like, it doesn't matter where you start. Just pick up a volume and read it. It's Jonah Hex.
You're
not going to be lost. In principle, I agree. But in practice, I kind of understand why they made that decision. As for not collecting the whole thing, unexcusable. I hate that crap.
It's stupid.
DC pulled that same nonsense when they did the first run of Starman trades. Yeah. They cut out certain the times past, like, one-shot issues.
Oh, yeah.
They left them out of the chronological reprints. They put out one collection of the one-shots and then didn't do the rest.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Man. They did the same thing with Batman for years and years and years, too, where they would just jump around all over the place for parts of a Batman story that they felt were important and, like, leave out a really good fill-in issue or something that was in between.
I mean, they're
or
trying
something.
To serve multiple masters. They're trying to say, hey, you want to read a Batman story? Here's a Batman story.
I'm saying,
don't worry so much about every single issue of Batman.
I'm saying, just print them. Folks, Ian Eppenbaugh was so excited about his addition to the MP3 crew that he was tweeting about it earlier this week. Let's see what he's got.
That's right. Big talk.
See what you got, big talker.
Good evening, Joe and Matt. It is Ian, a.k.a. Fate3000 on the Twitter, and no, I have not been drinking. I did drop my phone while running tonight, though, and shattered the screen, so But I'm not here to talk about my phone woes. I am here to answer the question of the week. That question being, what comic, story arc, or series do I want to see bound up into one of those awesome, yet highly expensive, omnibus editions? This is a very simple question with a very easy and obvious answer. Several answers, actually. And I have my four. That's right, four. My first answer being the Abbott and Lanning run on Guardians of the Galaxy. I have read these all digitally, and indeed I own the first volume in trade, but tracking down the other ones has proven, well, I'm lazy, so probably not that hard, but it's expensive, so I'm not going to do it. But I would like one collected thing, though, that I could put on my shelf and look at and pull off and take pooping with me. The second answer to this question I have
is
also Abbott and Lanning. It is their run on Nova. Again, like with Guardians, I want the physical volume I can peruse at my leisure. For my third answer, I'm going to jump over across the pond country. I don't know geography. Over to DC, where I would like to see the Brian Q. Miller run on Batgirl.
Oh, hey.
Anthologist size. Yes. I think it was only 3 volumes in trade, but they are hard to find. I own one of them, and to find the other ones would be expensive, and I don't want to. So, yes, I would like them to bind them for me. And then my fourth answer, which is last, but certainly not least at all. It is the Cassandra Cain Batgirl series story arc thing. Again, I own one of these volumes, but I would like all of them in one collected edition, or even print the damn things that I would buy each trade individually. So, yes, those are my answers. And now I am going to go cry about my phone.
Oh. That is a bummer.
This is controversial.
I saw the picture of his phone. It's pretty bad.
This is controversial. Cassandra Cain, my favorite Batgirl.
Yeah, yep. Mine too. That's not that controversial.
Big time. Big time. Screw you, Babs.
Though I do like the Stephanie Brown Batgirl.
She was fine. There's no Cassandra Cain.
No, I agree. Those are all excellent picks, and I support them all.
I do too. And all things that are not really well collected.
The Abnett and Lanning run on Guardians is coming out in those complete collections that they do.
Yeah. And those are fine.
Where it's like 12 issues at a shot or whatever.
Yep.
And that's going to be nice.
No, those are cool. Yeah.
But having an omnibus would be pretty sweet.
Super neato. Let's see what Aaron Myers wants to read in a great big omnibus size, sexy trade.
Something that he can take pooping with him. You take an omnibus pooping with you?
No way. It's too big.
Yeah.
No way, man.
Your knees will fall asleep for sure. Your legs.
Hey, guys. This is Aaron Myers. THN Love Slave and one half of the award-winning podcast, Comics Therapy.
What awards?
My kids and...
Time out. I demand to know what awards you've won.
...did me again with the plague, so my AI is calling in for me again. It'll keep my answer short and sweet. ROM Space Knight. I want in definitive collected edition. Half the proceeds should go to Belmandlo's care. But really, did you expect me to call in with a different answer?
Not really.
That's all for now. Up, up, and away.
Well, the guy gets sick, sounds like five times a year.
Five times a month.
Thanks to his dirty little kids.
Yeah, I mean, I expected Aaron to call in with ROM Space Knight.
That was my guess.
And that would be amazing. I would love reprint, any kind of reprints of ROM, I would love.
Man, it would sell like
poorly.
Like, outside of the three of us, I don't know that anybody else would buy it.
It's a shame, really.
I think we have a new addition to the MP3 club here.
Who's this? Who's this guy?
Matt McNabb.
Matt McNabb.
Matt McNabb, you say? I like McNabb better.
Welcome aboard, Matt.
Yeah, welcome aboard, buddy. Let's see how good you are. Let's throw him to the wolves and see if they tear him apart.
Hey, Two-Headed Nerd. This is Matt McNabb at Matt McNabb on Twitter. I'm a fairly new listener, and this is my first time answering the question of the week. So anyway, I'm a huge Brian K. Vaughan fan. Why the Last Man and Pride of Baghdad are my all-time favorite comics. And although I don't think it's his best work, his two runaway runs are both incredibly hard to find in print. For Christmas, my mom was able to chase down the first 12 issues in two digest-sized trades.
Woo, that's a good
she
mom.
Said that she got them from two different sites, and they both claimed to be new. When I started reading the books, they both fell apart. Pages were falling out. It sucked. These are two of the most poorly put together books in my collection. I would love to get the whole run in print, but I'm definitely not picking up any more of the digest-sized. Vaughn's runs have been collected into two hardcovers, but they're going for up to $100 a piece online.
Whoa.
Everyone seems to love this series, so I don't see why Marvel doesn't just collect the whole thing into one big, awesome omnibus. So anyway, there it is. I'm really digging the show. Keep up the good work.
Runaways, good answer.
Nice, thanks, Matt.
And you're right, those digest-sized, they were junk. They were garbage, man. You know what? Screw digest, period. I hate them. I hate digest.
There's nothing inherently wrong with digest. Calm down.
They're all junk.
Now, Matt, I support your decision 100%, or your answer 100% to get an omnibus of Runaways, but they did make normal-sized trades eventually.
That's true.
Of the, and I believe the entire Runaways run, including the stuff that came after.
I don't know if they're still in print, though. I think that's what he's saying.
But they might be easier to find.
Oh, okay.
In lieu of tracking down back issues or those hardcovers.
But he wants something sexy. I get that.
I know, but look, if you want to read it, you want to read it. That's all I'm saying. You got to do what you got to do, Brad. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, Matt. Your name is not Brad.
Nope.
We have two different Brads that called in this week.
Welcome aboard, Mr. McNabb. Good to hear from you, buddy. And we love new listeners. Your job, whether you choose to accept or not, go find five more friends listening to the show. Let's move along to Bradley J. Tim. You know what this guy does for a living? He walks around screaming at people about Two-Headed Nerd. That's what he does. That's why we love him.
His Skype handle is Sprismo.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. You know, I had to get in on this question with the Two-Headed Nerd. Whenever somebody starts talking about omnibuses that should exist but don't, I have an answer at the ready. You see, I'm a huge fan of Gru the Wanderer. Mark Evanier and Sergio Aragone's criminally underestimated creation. I mean, my whole life I've been unwaveringly amused by the adventures of the absurdly doltish barbarian and his loyal hound, Ruferto. There have been plenty of trades and, you know, small collections of the Pacific stuff, even super large art books released over the years, but never a collected volume of the Marvel series. Now, I own the majority of that series. It's bagged, boarded, being stored somewhere. In fact, I have crispy issues of the pre-Marvel stuff as well. But if they put out a giant, glossy, hardbound, or two, collecting it all, I would buy it in a heartbeat. It would never leave the main coffee table. They could even put, like, a companion volume collecting the hilarious Grugrams letter section. That's premium toilet reading right there. Mark Evanier is a sharp, funny dude. Sergio's art bursts with personality. I don't even see how Gru was never introduced as a cartoon series. It would have been perfect fare for Adult Swim. If it even captured, like, a touch of the charm of the comics, it would be a huge hit. So there you have it, Gru the Wanderer, the Marvel collection. Stay cool, don't let the bed bugs bite. As a general rule, try not to have bed bugs at all. This is Doc Lux from Feed It Comics, signing out.
You can see Doc Flux every Wednesday or Thursday on this stage right here, folks. Talented guy, Doc Flux. Put your hands together, huh?
Tip your waitresses. You know, I know that this isn't comics therapy, but can I hit you with a pretty serious confession?
What? You've never read Gru?
I've never read Gru.
Jesus Christ, man. Are you serious?
I've never read Gru.
The guy is a legend. Sergio Aragonés is turning over in his grave right now. He's not even dead.
He's still alive. I've met him. I've had conversations with him.
I don't believe you've never read it. That's two votes for Gru. I love it. Totally love it. And I completely agree. It should have been made into a cartoon years and years and years ago. Love him.
Mark Evanier is a talented and clever dude, and we are going to talk about that on this week's podcast.
It's true. We'll be talking about his Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Teaser.
We're both super excited about it. Moving along to Keith Silva. Here's a guy who knows how to get it done, and in a timely manner, I'll bet. Let's see what Keith had to say.
Let's not count our chickens before they've hatched.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Matt Bomb, DJ Joey P. What's up, nerds? Former co-host of THN, Panel Culture, and now, Comics Therapy. Keith Silva, three-time loser, four-time survivor. That's a Keith Moon reference, Matt. You'll have to explain who Keith Moon is to young Joe, please. Shout out to Willie Toots for coming up with this badass question. Matt, you know what I'm thinking? Paul Pope. Why are there too few deluxe Paul Pope editions out there? Especially the stuff that's out of print or hard to find, like Escape Up. Seriously, why do I have to wait until April 22nd, 2014? That's right, kids. Pre-order your comics. No! Get Joey P on his little machine and order you up Escapo from Z2 Comics. What's it about? It's an escape artist. Love, sex, death. What does it matter? Did you miss the part about Paul Pope and the fact Escapo has been out of print for, like, forever? On the wishing, hoping kind of tip, I'd like to see an artist edition of Kraven's Last Hunt by Mike Zeck and inker Bob McLeod.
Ooh, I would do.
Now, hold on to your web-slingers, kids. Spider-Man? Not my thing. I've probably read a few dozen Spidey comics, but the six that comprise the storyline to Kraven's Last Hunt are some of the best comics in the history of the medium. No joke. It's coming up on 30 years since this story was published, so we've learned a lot about mental health since then. But this story is no less tragic now as it was then. It's perhaps the grimmest and grittiest of the grim and gritties, but Zeck and McLeod are in top form. There's nothing flashy about this book. No crazy panel layouts, nothing really groundbreaking. It's just superior cartooning and sequential storytelling. And I wish Mike Zeck made more comics. I'd also like artist editions of Mike Zeck's 5-issue limited series of Punisher. And maybe, while we're in Cloud Cuckoo Land, how about Michael Golden's run on the NAMM? Now that would be awesome. As awesome as Neil Peart on YYZ.
Silva, folks. I feel like we were separated at birth.
I have nightmares about YYZ from back in my Guitar Hero days.
Oh, man. I love that song. All good answers, too. Michael Golden's Nom. I love it.
Kraven's Last Hunt.
Yeah. Man, that is a fantastic story.
The Punisher that Mike Zeck did, the miniseries.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. These are good answers, Keith.
Just a Mike Zeck Punisher, like, omnibus. Everything. All Mike Zeck Punisher. Love it. Mike Zeck. I love Mike Zeck.
Spider-Man's not obscure enough for Keith Silva.
No, it's not weird enough. He's a weirdo, but we love him. He's our weirdo.
He is our weirdo.
We ride along to our very own Wooly Toots, who may be guest starring next week. We'll see.
Don't put that in the podcast.
You're right. He could die.
I'm probably going to cancel the show.
Hey, it's Willie Toots with my answer of the week. And what do you know? It's my own question.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel really special. So thank you, guys. I also got the okay from Dainty Joe Patrick to give more than one answer to this question.
Because I told him I've got about three.
And I also know that we'll kind of piss off Matt Baum here. So that's kind of fun for me.
It's true.
All right, let me preface this by saying I'm probably the only person that wants these collections, but anyways, here we go.
That's why it's a wish list, baby.
First off, from Marvel, let's go with Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, which was 29 issues, written by Roy Thomas and drawn by Big John Buscema, one of my all-time favorites. where they did a lot of adaptations of the Burroughs stories. It just would be, man, I f***ing love Tarzan, so come on, let's do this thing.
Totally.
Next up, also from Marvel, the collection of Amazing Adventures Volume 2, specifically, which ran 39 issues in the 1970s.
Volume 1 was reprints.
Why? You know. Because this run contains all of the War of the Worlds featuring Killraven stuff. And I love Killraven. Holy crap. I know they did essentials of his stuff.
I can see Aura's boner from here.
This would be the whole run of Amazing Adventures, including the Beast from the X-Men solo stuff where he becomes blue. And it also has in that run, in Amazing Adventures number 16, they started a company crossover with DC where it went to Justice League of America number 103 and then concluded in Thor number 207, which, you know, was a pretty radical concept for back then. And not only that, talk about radical. In issue number 31, I think is the first interracial kiss ever in comic books between two of the supporting cast of Killraven. So, hey man, that's big time, big deal. So collect that already. Come on. Next up would be from DC Comics. I would love an Arik, Son of Thunder collection containing all 50 issues of the Indian raised by Vikings. This character, Arik, I grew up reading the books. I thought he was super rad. And he was created by Roy Thomas. Well, there's that guy again. And Ernie Colon. Arik went on all kinds of Conan-like adventures. They spanned the pantheons and creatures of myth from multiple cultures. Oh, man, to top this collection off, you would have to include the 1985 time travel issue where Arik and Valda the Iron Maiden, his lady friend, travel to the, well, at the time, the current comic line to help fight the Ultra Humanite in the Infinite Crisis, or what, Crisis on Infinite Earths? And that was in All-Star Squadron number 55. That would have to be in the book as well. There you have it. Three super collections that I only give a shit about. Let's have them. Because I got the money to burn. Bye, fellas.
It's true. He's the only one that gives a shit about it. But I totally agree on the Marvel Tarzan stuff. Oh, I'd kill for that. I would kill for that. Love those stories.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Now, let's fact check.
Okay, you're talking about this crossover he's talking about? It's not a crossover, really. It is more like, I read about this not long ago. Though, because the creator, it was the 70s and the creators all knew each other, they kind of did this fun thing where they put some characters in the background of each respective comic that looked like characters from the other company.
Okay.
And so it seemed like these stories were all taking place like in the same time frame.
I'm saying it counts.
Sure.
Counts.
So Superman and Batman or something, some people that look surprisingly similar to Superman and Batman are in the background, you know, in that Thor issue.
Right.
It's that sort of thing.
Sure. Counts. Say anything about Wooly Toots. That dude's got some encyclopedic knowledge of
weird, obscure stuff.
Men in skirts. I think three of the characters he named.
Loincloths.
Killraven and Arik both wore skirts, I believe.
Arik wore a skirt of sorts.
Yeah, pretty sure. Killraven, big time skirt. Running around
Killraven, I think, just wore like blue, skin tight blue, like leggings or something.
I thought he had a skirt on. I thought he was wearing like a utility kilt or whatever.
He does not wear a skirt, but he does have those sweet ass thigh high pirate boots.
Cool. Moving right along to Roderick Ruth. Our very own Roderick Ruth, I should say.
The man that can't be stopped.
He belongs to us now, and don't try and stop him, folks.
Joseph Matthew, the man that is frequently stopped, and your dearest listener, Roderick Ruth here, at Roderick Ruth on Twitter, sending in for this week's Answer of the Week. Okay, so if it hasn't been said already, we obviously need Absolute/Omnibus editions for the most critically acclaimed Vertigo titles, Preacher and Why the Last Man. Just needs to be done. End of story. I understand that Vertigo can probably make a crap ton of money by continually releasing trade paperbacks and hardcovers, but just give me one big old oversized book that I can loan out to my friends who haven't read it before. Good. Now, with that out of the way, my real answer for this week's question for what needs to be collected is Marvel's entire 2099 line.
Whoa!
Not just Spider-Man, X-Men, and Doom 2099. Even the more terrible ones like Ravage, Punisher, Hulk, etc. They need to gather up everything that came out in that continuity.
Woof.
One-shots and specials.
Ghost Rider 2099.
Hardcovers on both ends of them. And it'll be the definitive reference for anything that came out of that alternate reality. And because I missed out on answering for a couple of weeks, I'll throw out another one. Spider-Man's The Clone Saga. There's probably too much out there for it to be an absolute, but an omnibus.
Four multiple years worth of stories.
No one will probably buy it because it sucks and is convoluted, but it should still exist. All right, guys, thanks.
Clone Saga is an omnibus they could not make because if you dropped it on an infant, you would kill it.
Well, the same is true with any omnibus, I guess.
I would want a statue bookends for each side, one with Ravage 2099 jumping out of it. And then on the other side, I would want, no way, Hulk with the weird tongue.
Yeah, he's got everything. The tongue. Yeah.
Yeah, Hulk with the weird tongue coming right on the other side. Very cool.
You know, I love Spider-Man 2099.
Well, Spider-Man 2099 was the only one worth loving. No doubt.
Well, Doom 2099 was written by Warren Ellis. Yeah,
and it was good. It was really good.
And so to be fair, I only had one issue of the Punisher one, and I never read any of the X-Men. So the X-Men ones might have been good. I just never read them.
Okay. All right.
The Punisher one's bad.
Yeah, it was terrible.
His real name was Jake Gallows. Come on.
My name is Rick Stabber. You know? Let's see what Brian Domingos wants to see collected.
Hey, guys. It's Brian Domingos calling in with the answer of the week. I want nothing more than to see the entirety of the Wildstorm universe collected in big, thick hardcovers, like the two Grifter series, 1 through 10, 1 through 14.
Like Cybernary.
One-shot, the old school Image stuff in a nice omnibus. Deathblow Deluxe Volume 2, finishing number 13 through 29, as we just saw the new one out last week. How about a big Backlash omnibus?
Oh, I loved
the
32 Backlash
issues of that book, plus the 9 issues of Wild Core, the follow-up with Brett Booth, and also why not throw in the 8 issues of Kindred miniseries 1 and 2,
even though
the second one is really bad.
That was when Backlash went to the Isle of Dr. Moreau, basically.
Yeah, I was thinking werewolves or something.
No, they were like animal people.
Should be in there as well. And there was a Wildcats Deluxe hardcover that was on Amazon for about a year, and then looks like it was canceled. I don't know if Jim Lee's working on Wildcats like the rumor was, but we should see those because they'd be great. So maybe one big book or two smaller books, but get that stuff. And, of course, the world would not be complete without some sort of complete Wet Works collection because, you know, those are awesome. So 42 issues of that. Throw in a source book, maybe one of those, and also the additional 15 or so of the follow-up series from last decade. I want all those. I'll buy them all because I've already bought them in every possible format they have. I'd like to see more. Thanks.
I'm right there with you, Brian.
Domingos.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
What is happening?
We can't just forget about the Wildstorm U. It was a
thing. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Jim Lee... I know that he had a few good years afterwards, but yeah. Do you think Jim Lee regrets selling Wildstorm to DC?
I mean, I don't know. He's got a pretty important job there now.
Right, but he had his own company creating his own content, having ownership of his own, like, master of his own destiny.
No, I suppose, but I mean, he kind of let it
go. Do you think that at night when he's alone at night, or he's laying next to his wife and he can't fall asleep, he's like, God damn it, I should have stayed with Eric and Todd.
How about this?
I should have stayed at Image with Eric and Todd.
How about this? I hope he does. I hope he regrets it. You son of a bitch, Jim Lee.
I'm not saying we did not get a lot of great Wildstorm comics after Wildstorm. In fact, I would be willing to say that the best Wildstorm comics came after Wildstorm went to DC. Authority, okay. Planetary.
Okay. Maybe. I'll give you
the that. Monarchy.
Just kidding about that. That was great.
Just kidding about the Monarchy. Wildcats 3.0.
What was the other 2.0? One? There was the Monarchy and then there
the
was
the Establishment.
The Establishment, yeah. Both of which sucked.
Yeah.
Guess what? Shonix is calling right now, and I'll give you one guess what he once collected in an omnibus. One guess.
The X-Men?
Wildcats 3.0. Watch this.
Hello, Two-Headed Nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. This week's question, omnibuses, the plural of omnibus, what would we like to see in a big tome? Wildcats 3.0 would be an easy one for me.
Boom!
Joss Whedon's Astonishing X-Men run would be another easy one for me. Transmetropolitan, I'd like to see that in a
excellent
big tome.
Excellent answer.
I don't think they've done that one yet, but maybe. But I would like to see Volume 2 of Thor, written by Dan Jurgens and finished up by Michael Avon Oeming. It was an 85-issue run. I think they had like three annuals sprinkled in there, and then they also did like a three-part crossover with Iron Man and the Avengers. But this was Dan Jurgens really making me appreciate Thor, fall in love with Thor. I started long box diving after it, trying to find some old issues that I didn't have or wanted to read. I had read most of the, like, I read a lot of the Walter Simonson stuff, but this really made my appreciation for Thor grow even more so. And that's when I kind of fell in love with the character. Because, yeah, Thor, you know, back from Heroes Reborn, or is Heroes Return? I can't remember. Someone will say it on the show. But he comes back. First issue, you know, it looks like it all is lost. Some paramedic dies. And then you find out that Thor now has an alter ego as Jake Olsen. But it's not, he is Jake Olsen. And that was a cool, like, take on that whole alter ego character, because he had to, he didn't have the same memories as Jake's, but he still had to talk to all of Jake's family, friends, co-workers, etc.
Right.
And
yeah, I remember
really
that.
Showed Thor, you know, his humanity and how, you know, he's grown. But also it had Odin passing away, spoiler, and Thor becoming Lord of Asgard. It had a big standoff. He got the Destroyer armor that didn't show up, and it showed up later in Fear Itself, but this was a different armor that Tony had made to fight Thor. You had him going into the future. And then you had Ragnarok all at the end. And that was a crazy ride by Michael Avon Oeming with great art by Tom Raimi. Fantastic stuff. Speaking of the artists, other artists, John Romita Jr., Andy Kubert, Stuart Immonen, Paco Medina, Scott Eaton. Fantastic artists on this run. It'd be a hefty tome, but I'd love to see it. Thor Volume 2, give it to me. Give me that hammer. All right, guys. Thanks for the question. Peace out.
Shonix doing his homework, and I believe it was Heroes Redonkulous.
Heroes Redonkulous. Heroes Redonkulous, colon, who cares? Is anyone still reading? Question mark. I love that run of Thor. Love it.
It was a great run. It really was.
That's a great answer, Sean. I would love some nice reprints of
it's
that.
It's a very good answer. Folks, you waited until... Well, actually, no. Yeah.
No. He was past the deadline by 4 minutes.
Past the deadline by 4 minutes.
He had some technical problems, but I had to give him some grief for it.
It's the Amazing Spider, Brad. We got to give it to him. He's back, baby. Let's see what he's got.
Oh, man.
Hey, listeners, the Amazing Spider Brad here, swinging back into action. And when I'm not running around the Amazing Spider studios like Doc Brown trying to figure out just which flux capacitor records the best, well, then I'm whipping up my answer to the question of the week. All right, I'm going to be completely honest with you turkeys. I've got 13 minutes to record this, get it mixed up and sent over to the ziggurat. At the same time, I'm pretty much battling a crazy cold, so every other word I say is going to sound horrible and I'm going to cough the whole time. But I am very excited about this question. I ran into Mr. Joe Patrick the other day at Legend Comics and Coffee. I love the shop. Everything about it is awesome. Anyway, he told me the
thing.
He told me the question. I'm excited about it. What Omnibus. Okay, here's it. I thought about it for a minute.
Is this going to be 13 minutes long?
No, blur it out. What's your answer? What's your answer? And I was like, okay, Civil War. That's right, guys. Mark Millar's Civil War back 2006. This was the comic that whenever I started to get, you know, back into comics, my friends were like, no, you have to read this. This is where you start. And I loved it. It was one of those comics that just like brings you to tears. There's so much suspense. There's such a great story. Miller, killed it. I love this comic book. There were all the different offshoots. All, you know, it was a crossover that covered the entire Marvel universe. And I just want it all in one giant biblical-sized omnibus that I could throw out on the floor and read. I would love it. I mean, I've got most of them already in the little trades, but it just isn't the same. You know, I want it all together. I want all of the Road to Civil War. I want the freaking epilogue, Casualties of War Initiative. I want all of it. One big thing that I can buy for, what, $400 and just sit back on a Sunday and just read it. Not to mention you would then have a giant book of the weird sexual tension between Tony Stark and Steve Rogers. And I think, really, America should not miss out on that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Matt and Joe, for giving us this awesome Question of the Week podcast. Absolutely love it, guys. Sorry, I've taken a little bit of a sabbatical. Life's been crazy, and the Spider Studios have been a wreck. Hey, I'll be back next week. See you guys later.
Good to have you back, buddy.
And good answer. You know what? I loved Civil War.
I did too.
I totally loved it. It was so much fun.
I didn't like the ending, but otherwise I really enjoyed it.
It didn't end great, but I really loved it.
Captain America doesn't surrender. Sorry.
No.
Doesn't happen.
No, but he did it for the greater good.
Nope. That's dumb.
He did it for the greater good.
It's because that's how the writer made it.
He also got tired of people getting killed, Joe.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Big time.
Uh-uh.
Yes. Okay. I'm glad we figured that out.
Wow.
Enough of these guys. Let's talk about what we would like to see collected. I'm willing to go first. I've got an answer, and I'm willing to go first.
Can we take just a second to talk about how many goddamn calls we got?
We got a ton.
18 calls and MP3s.
Crazy.
Only three voice calls because everyone joined the MP3.
And
crew.
I love it. I love it. But guys, when we say one answer, we want one answer.
Look, sometimes
one answer.
They keep it under the time limit.
And I appreciate
let them get
that.
I let them wander a little bit.
One answer. That's what I'm asking for. Mine, I'm going off the beaten path here to one of my favorite creators who hasn't been around for a little while. I'm not sure what he's doing. But I'm going to say I would like to see a collected omnibus version of Matt Wagner's Mage, Volume 1 and Volume 2, smashed together in one big, sexy edition, because the Mage Volume 1 hardcover has been out of print for like 12 years.
I'd pick something else if I were you, because I'd want to wait for him to finish Volume 3 and then do it. That's
fine. I mean, but man, I want Volume 1 and Volume 2 so bad. Also, his Grendel.
That's two answers.
I realize, but it's still Matt Wagner.
Nope.
His Grendel.
Shut it down.
Dark Horse did a terrible job than Omnibus.
I'm not even listening.
You could do better. It's too small. You can't even read it. Joe Patrick.
A lot of my favorite stuff got named today. You guys did a great job.
Me too. That's why I went out on a limb and got something.
Yeah. Different. Oh, absolutely. I would love that Young Justice run.
Big time.
I would love Mark Waid's Flash in a big sexy omnibus.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Waid's Flash. Ugh.
So good. Ugh. Grant Morrison's Flash, too.
On and on. There are lots of great suggestions. I would love, more than anything, I think, a collected edition omnibus style of George Perez and Kurt Busiek's Avengers run.
Hmm. Okay.
It has come out in deluxe hardcover.
Yeah.
They are out of print, or a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Even though it might end on a cliffhanger or set up the next artist's run or whatever, Busiek was on that book long after Perez. I don't care. I just want the Busiek Perez issues. Boom.
Yeah. Those would be great.
Love them.
Those would be totally great.
I would also really love an omnibus collection of the entire series of Black Panther comics by Christopher Priest.
Oh, man. Totally. Totally.
Those are not in print.
No, they are not in print.
I mean, they're not especially hard to find. Back issues are out there. I haven't checked to look if they're on the Marvel Unlimited app.
I don't know.
But they did two trades of the first two storylines.
Which,
man, and nothing else.
That series was so great. I'm going to say best Black Panther stories ever told.
Yeah. Priest's characterization of the Black Panther.
So spot on.
Was so wonderful.
Yeah.
that it should have been the blueprint for every Black Panther story to follow.
It really
and
should
it
have.
Wasn't.
Ooh, Annihilation. I want all the Annihilations. Annihilation. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
All three of them. Ugh, that'd be awesome. Totally awesome. Super fun question this week, guys. Thank you for all your answers. And we got a ton of them. Very, very cool. We love hearing from you guys. We'll have a new question of the week up on the THN forums this Friday. And of course, we'll be back this weekend with another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast.
Heck yeah, we will.
Thanks again for playing, and we can't wait to play with you guys again.
Yeah.
We'll see you right here.
That means exactly what you think it means. Yeah.
We'll see you this weekend, guys.
Hey, nerds. If you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username, Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.
It's so fun. I love it.